720 WGN. You know, Karen Conti is one of the people that I love on WGN. I listen to her show and I love when she appears on our show. She has a new book out called Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, defending America's most evil serial killer on death row. I need to know, did you do the audio book, Karen? Did you read it yourself?
I did, and you know what? I didn't want to do it because I kind of like think I don't have the greatest voice in the world, even though I do radio. But, you know, I found that it was really important for me to do it because when you write a book about your own experience, it really needs to have the inflection that you bring to it, and it brings back the memories, and I'm so glad I did it, and it was actually a lot of fun, and so that should be coming out pretty soon.
One of the reviewers said, it is so well done and packed full of very credible information, not only on Gacy, but Conti's career and snippets of other cases. This book is a must-read for anyone who enjoys true crime with a twist, and crime is, that's what people turn to podcasts for and TV shows for and books for. And I love that you don't go in depth on the crimes because for me, that's a little too gruesome.
Well, I will tell you this. The book, the poll is going to be Gacy because Gacy is a fascinating topic and it has been for 40, 50 years and it will never go away. It's like Jack the Ripper. You'll always know about John Gacy. But the story that I tell is not really the victims, because that's not my story to tell. When the crimes were being committed, I was in high school, and when he was arrested, I was in high school. So we have to flash ahead 14 years to when I'm actually representing him in his final death row appeals, and that truly is my story. And I really like that reviewer who said what he or she said, because the story is about Gacy and my interactions, but it's also about my career. And now looking back all these years after his execution, how did that affect me, and how do adverse things affect people in life? And I think that my book is kind of uplifting and empowering in that regard.
It inspired me to go back to Wikipedia and read things about him that, because I was young too, I just know the horrific crimes. I didn't know that, you know, he was in the JCs and he was, I wrote some of this down. I was like, in 1967, named Outstanding Vice President of the Waterloo JCs. He was Vice President of the Springfield JCs. He was appointed Director of Chicago's annual Polish Constitution Day Parade, and that's where he was photographed with First Lady Rosalynn Carter. It's just so creepy, and as you know, I always invite you on to talk about what some people perceive to be a serial killer in Chicago right now, tossing young men in the river after God knows what they've done to him. And you've been face to face with somebody like that. And he did dispose of some of those bodies in the river, right?
He did. People think it was all under his house, but there were 27 under his house and then 4 in the Des Plaines River. He actually ran out of residential real estate, as gross as that is. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's a fascinating story. And we are all fascinated by these people, and I get asked all the time, why do you speculate that we have this fascination? And I don't know about you, but like, aren't we all fascinated with the best of the best? Like, we love to watch the Olympics. We love to see the people who are the best at their sport and doing the best they can, you know, breaking records. And then when we have people who are the worst of the worst, we're also fascinated by that.
Okay,
like,
Karen, I have to ask you this, because as I'm reading part of your book and I'm not finished, I'm thinking, just because of who you are and the brilliant lawyer you are, when you were a kid, did you read In Cold Blood?
I did.
Me too. Me too.
I did. And the other one that I really enjoyed was Executioner's Song about Gary Gilmore, which was another great true crime book. And, you know, detailing this guy who was just kind of a loser who killed people along the way. And but those two are really some of the best true crime books I've ever read.
Okay. So he's charming. A lot of criminals are charming. They're funny. He interacts with you on a more human basis. But how much hate did you receive being a 28-year-old lawyer who didn't believe in the death penalty and you were willing to try and stay his execution?
A lot.
Yeah, I bet.
I did not even anticipate it. I think I was super naive about this because the way I was raised and the way I was educated was that everyone's entitled to a defense, even the worst of the worst. We are there as criminal defense lawyers to make sure that the prosecution and the jury gets it right, because if they don't get it right, someone else is walking around killing people. But that's not at all the way it was viewed. We got death threats. We had a bomb threat in our building. Judges would take me in chambers and tell me I'm making a fool of the lawyers in the city. And I was thrown out of a restaurant. I had neighbors in Oak Park where I used to live come up to me and say that they didn't appreciate what I was doing. So even Sister Helen Prejean, who wrote Dead Man Walking, I wanted to go to one of her events that was in town, and they wouldn't give me tickets. They wouldn't let me buy tickets to go to the event because they didn't want to be associated with Gacy. So even the anti-death penalty people wanted to distance themselves from the worst serial killer in history at that time.
Did he ever indicate to you that there might be more victims?
He indicated that to another lawyer when he was initially arrested. Apparently, he told his lawyer that 45 sounds about right. But reading between the lines, I'm pretty sure there were, and this is why Gacy would travel out of town to do construction work. He kept meticulous records about that, so I know that that's true. Otherwise, I wouldn't have believed it because he was a liar. But there's no question. Why would he have stopped during the three-week period that he was gone? He would have continued to do it, especially when some of these areas were remote and, you know, probably easier to abduct men and boys and to bury them. So I really don't have any facts to support that. It's hard for me to believe there aren't more.
Well, you have an informed opinion because you spent time with him. And do you believe that there could be a serial killer in Chicago now?
I do. I just look at the number of white young men who disappear from a bar or a party, and they're last seen there, and then we don't see them for 14 days or so, and then they pop up in the river or the lake. It is so, they're so similar. And again, I am really not a conspiracy theorist, and I just don't understand how all of these young men, if they were so intoxicated that they actually walked 3 or 4 miles, fell in a cold lake, didn't revive, and somehow drowned, even though they probably knew how to swim because they were from not so impoverished backgrounds, usually people who are, you know, go to decent schools, they learn how to swim. So it doesn't make any sense. I do believe someone is responsible. Who? I have no idea. What type of person? I have no clue.
She's getting rave reviews on the book. And will you have any book signings coming up?
I have a book signing tomorrow at Cortino's. I have a book signing in Tinley Park next week, one at the Union League Club. But if you want to go on I have a website called KarenConti.com. You can sign up and you can see where I'm doing book signings. I'm also doing some book clubs and some webinars and things like that in case anyone's interested. Or if you want me to talk at your book club, I'm happy to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karen. Great work.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's called Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, Defending America's Most Evil Serial Killer on Death Row. Now I want to hear the audio version since she voiced it. Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.